praise God. I'm glad that you made your way out here this morning. What I wanted to say there, when Kathy was talking about, you know, her mom spending her first birthday in heaven. You know, I think about that. Whenever we've had a lot of that down through the year here, and Michelle can testify to that, and Kathy, I know Beth's not here this morning, and a few others in here maybe that have lost loved ones down through the year. But let me give you something. Let me tell you something right now. You know what? You know, if you're a born-again Christian this morning, like I believe they were, it's not goodbye. It's just, I'll see you after a while. Amen? And you know what? One of these days, you know, we're going to spend eternity with them. And there's not going to be no more of this, you know, saying goodbye, and no more of this stuff going to a graveyard and telling them goodbye out there, because praise God, you know what? I believe what the Word of God says, that we will be there for eternity. Can now, if anybody can measure eternity, you let me know what it is. What I understand it to be is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You can keep right on going. That's what I believe it is. And praise God. I want to tell you something this morning. I am thankful to be born again this morning. I am thankful that God, the royal blood of Jesus Christ, is running in my veins this morning. Can I tell you that? I am thankful for that this morning. And you know what? I am thankful that His blood saved me one day, that I was born again by His precious blood one day. And you know what? I have the opportunity by that this morning to stand before you and tell you, praise God, that I'm saved. But more than that, that one of these days I want to spend eternity with you. You know, I talked a little bit last week about making New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. You know what? We're going to talk a little bit today about God's road signs this morning. And why I say that this morning is, you know what? We start down through this year, but it should be every day of our life. You know, God has put so many markers out there. He's put so many signs out there for us to look at and to watch and to bring us to where, to try to get us to where we need to be. And so many times we just don't pay attention to them, you know? But I'm here this morning to tell you, you know what, that He still loves us, He still cares for us, and He will still be putting them out there for us, no matter what. Now, I thank you for that this morning. You know what, if you would turn to the book of Jeremiah this morning, the 31st chapter of Jeremiah. The 31st chapter of Jeremiah, very familiar scripture to most of you, starting with the 20th verse. Jeremiah 31, 20. Is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will sorely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. Listen to what God does. Listen to what God is saying here. Because he's talking about the nation of Israel. That's what he's talking about. And he's talking about them and how that they have done so much wrong and what all they've done. Again, look what he says here. Set thee up waymarks, make thee high heaps, set thine heart toward the highways, even the ways which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel, turn again into these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter, for the Lord has created a new thing in the earth, a woman shall compress a man. Listen, I say this morning before I pray. I don't know where you're at here this morning. I don't know where you're at, but God has set up way more. He has set up signs for you this morning. And He wants you to come back to Him. You understand that? I don't know where you're at. He is wanting you to come back. He, with all that's in Him, He's saying, I want you back. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. I want you back. I'll tell you what, isn't that awesome? Isn't that the kind of God that we serve? Don't let people tell you that he is an unjust God and He's a hateful God and He's this and that. I'm here to tell you this morning, He is a loving God that wants us and loves us and wants us to come back to Him. I tell you, whenever they say stuff like that about the God that I serve, it really boils up something inside of me. That, you know what? And it kind of makes me, it brings out that anger in me that says, I know my God better than that. I know Him better than that. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that You would be with this service this morning. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you'd be this message this morning, Lord, and you'd be the hearts that are here this morning. And that, Father, that You would open these hearts up and open my mouth up this morning and let me preach the way that You would have it. Lord, I pray for Your anointing here this morning, Father. I pray for that, for Father, truly without that, Lord, we cannot and do anything, and nothing can and will be accomplished, Lord. I praise you for your mercy. I praise you for your grace. I praise you for your love here. And Father, I just ask you, Father, this morning now to go with us, and we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name, and amen. You know what? On many occasions, the nation of Israel was drifting. They were wandering. And they were wandering away from God. That's what many occasions we read back through how that they were doing it. They had lost their way. Their spiritual bearings as a people, you know what, had went way off course. I'm going to tell you something. I believe that there are people that still do that today. Their spiritual bearings get off course. And you know what? They take the wrong path so many times. I was looking up something yesterday. I was going to bring it up here and try to download it. I couldn't get it downloaded, but that's just me. But you know what? It showed whenever you come up to a Y in the road. And it showed this, and it showed, and at the top of it, it said, you know, what way will you take? And so many times we come up to those decisions in the road. And what we do is, you know what? Instead of minding what God wants, or instead of asking Him what He wants, we do it ourselves. And way too many times we take the wrong path. But guess what? Even when we take the wrong path, thank you, Lord, even when we take them, God is there to help bring us back to the right path. Is He not? He is there so many times to bring us back, even when we head down the wrong path. In the scripture that God has read, I read to you this morning, it said that God set up road signs. It said that He set up guideposts. It said that He told them to take note of the highway that you're on now. He said, take notes of that highway that you're on now. And also, pay attention to the highways, the paths that you're going to take in the future. That's the kind of God that we serve. That's what He was trying to tell them there. Listen, down through this year, I encourage you. Now, I encourage you, I implore you to take note of the road that you're on right now. And get on your knees and say, God, is this the direction? Is this the path that you want me on? Men or women this morning here, is this the path that you want me on? If it's not, I pray that you get me on the right path. I'm here this morning to tell you, if we mind the guideposts, if we mind the signs, I'm here to tell you this morning that God will direct us in the right path. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. Be aware of where you're at. Be aware of where you're heading. Set up the signposts. Set up the guideposts. Set up the signs. And listen and follow them. And let me tell you something. Quit wandering. Just wandering down aimlessly down every path that you think you want to go down. And get on your knees and ask God to show you the right way. You see, you know what road signs exist for? You know what they exist for? To guide us, to warn us. There's lots of road signs out here. Listen, the nation of Israel had so many warnings and so many guideposts. They went right by them without even noticing them. Me and Tink yesterday, I was getting ready for this. I said, honey, I said, I want to drive down to the church. Why I did, I wanted to take a note of how many road signs are from my driveway on Medina Road to this church right here. Does anybody have an idea how many there are? I can guarantee you, I never knew. There's 21 road signs from the time I leave my driveway till I get to this church. 21. And you'll probably say, well, I've never, no. You know why? Listen, there's 4 road signs. You know, Buck Run, Red Brush Run, and Parsons Run. And then we get down here to Drift Run. There are 4 road signs. There's 2 speed limit signs. There's a 55 mile an hour one out here in 21, and this one right here, and I think it's either 35 or 25, whatever it is right here. There's 3 stop signs right up there at Medina. That's where they're at. This one here I didn't count because I'm not going back out that way. I'm just coming this way. There's 5 State Route 21 signs, 5 of them. There's 2 mile marker signs. There's 145 mile an hour sign on a curve up here. And guess what? I have drove by them things countless times just like you did. Didn't know there was 21 signs there. Did not know it. Why? Because just like God was trying to tell the nation of Israel, just like He was trying to tell them, We get so comfortable, we get so in our own little world sometimes that we drive by things and we don't even notice when God is trying to talk to us. We don't even notice it sometimes. And I thought to myself, you know what, God, isn't that right? Isn't it? We've got to pay attention to the signs God is trying to set before us. Did you know this in New Martinsville, West Virginia? There was a stoplight up there where the red was on the bottom. Did you know that? I don't know if it's still there, but it used to be that way. The only one I ever knew of. And for somebody colorblind like me, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. But there was. It was one up there in New Martinsville, and it may still be there, where the red was on the bottom. Listen, God tries to talk to us all the time. He tries to talk to us through His Word, through the preaching, through the teaching. You know what? No matter, we can all get something out of everything if we really pay attention and say, God, I want to get something out of this today. I want to get something out of this. You know what? I'm not the best preacher in the world. I'll be the first one to admit that. But praise God, if I'm minding God, you should be able to get something out of this morning. We should all be able to get something out of this morning. Listen, it's very dangerous not to pay attention to the road signs, number one, okay? If the road sign says 25 mile an hour curve ahead and you do 70, am I right? That's pretty bad, am I right? Listen, if a sign's telling you to keep right and you go left, that's bad, is it not? So when God's Word, and I'm going to compare it, if God's Word's telling us something and we go right through it, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? God has given us every, I think about this every, and especially the closer we get to Easter. God give His very best. He give the very best that He had. That is His Son, Jesus. He give that to us. He give that to a lost and a dying world. Sometimes we feel it's just the United States. No, He give it to the world. And guess what? Everybody has the opportunity to come and get the very best. But Nancy, so many times we go right by the signs. We go right by it. We just step right over top the blood and everything else that He has given us. Because you know why? We don't pay attention to what He's trying to tell us. Praise God this morning. I am thankful. Thankful that we have this marker. We have the Holy Spirit. We have so much that God has given us. You know, think about this. If there was no need for that 45 mile an hour sign, curve sign, right down the road down here, why did they put it there? Why did they put it there? Just take all the road signs off and just let everybody do what they want to do. You know how dangerous that would be. You know it. But they are put up there to try to keep flow of traffic right, to try to protect us. And God's Word is the same exact way. He puts up the markers. We put them up there. It's for to keep it. It's not to take all the fun out of our life like people think. It's not to take everything out of our life that we think is fun and good. But God puts these things up there, these markers up there, to bring us back to Him and to help us to listen, God, and give us that. Listen, I've had a lot of fun since I've been a Christian. Amen? I've been blessed. I've had fun. God has blessed me immensely. I don't miss the nonsense that was on out there in the world. I hear guys talking about this all the time, sometimes at work, what they did and this and that, and how they woke up like this and that, with hangovers and headaches. I said, man, alive, I don't miss that. I don't miss it at all. Praise God. You know what? He has given us the opportunity. He's given us the Bible. He's given us so many things that, you know what? He loves us to where we can be what we need to be if we just follow the markers. Listen, I believe we can become complacent. I have become complacent. I believe we have, as Christians, sometimes we can become complacent. And just like I said, you can drive down this road to your house, and I ask you to count the road signs. Count them. Just count all the road signs down through there and tell me if you've ever noticed them before I've told you about it today. You probably haven't, because you know what? You can become complacent. We can ignore God's warnings if you want. You can do that. But more importantly, you know what? We need to heed His warnings and we need to apply His Word to our lives. Listen, God's Word tells us which roads we should travel. Amen? I believe it does. I believe that if you are willing to dig into the Word of God, I believe He can show you the roads that you should be traveling on. I believe that. And I believe that, you know what, whenever He shows you, He will give you the way. He will give you everything that's needed to make them travel down that path that you're on. Have you ever drove someplace where, you know what, you've never been before? You pay closer attention, don't you? Amen? You pay closer attention. I say this because I'm bad, but she knows I'm bad by getting lost. Bless her heart. On our honeymoon. On our honeymoon. We just got married, and we were just going to Charleston for the first night, and I got lost down there. It's easy to become complacent. It's easy to get ourselves out of whack. It's easy to get ourselves lost. But you know what? God can bring us back to that center. He can bring us back to where we need to be. We must, if we don't want to lose, listen, Proverbs 2, verse 1 says this, "My son, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandments with thee." This is what he said in chapter 2, verse 1 of Proverbs. Then if you read down through there, it tells you what it will do for you. And then in verse 9, this is the one I like. "Then shalt thou understand righteousness," number one, "and judgment and equity, yea," and it says, "every good path." Amen. What it's telling us says, "My son, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandments with it," if you will take his word and read it and put it in your heart, it goes down through there and said, and it will guide you in every good path. Every good path. Isn't that awesome? Whenever I think about that sometimes, I think, man, you know what, God? There have been times in my life I'm going to go this way no matter what you say, God. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm doing it this way because I believe that's right. Man, how foolish is that? How foolish was that for me? It always turned up wrong. It always turned out wrong. And listen, why? Because make sure the decisions are always the best. Then follow God's road signs in your life. I want to talk about the stop sign. The first road sign is the stop sign. Christians, I'm going to talk to you this morning. Stay on the right path in your life, number one. And for us to be effective in sharing Christ and sharing it with others, there are things we have to be very careful about. Amen? There are things we have to be very careful about. And one of those is controlling our speech, controlling our tongues. I'm sorry, but that gets us in more trouble than what you'll ever know when we do not control this little thing that's inside of our mouths. The third chapter of the book of James says this, teaches us the importance of controlling our tongues, reminding us that the tongue is like an uncontrollable fire, and it is. Have you ever seen the tongue? Whenever people start gossiping, it's uncontrollable sometimes because things get around that shouldn't be. It tells us that the tongue can be full of evil as well. Yes, it can. In 2 Peter 1, 5 and 9, it teaches us that self-control. It teaches us about self-control, which certainly will include our tongues, will it not? It'll do that. And we've got to watch whenever we're talking about that. Listen, one of the cardinal virtues is to incorporate in our life is self-control. And that is, folks, as Christians, listen, you say, well, Dave, I'm saved. Listen to me. We need to have self-control. I don't care if you're born again. I don't care. You need to have self-control as well. Amen? You need to. Because you know what? We can, like I said, so many times can decide we want to go down some path that we shouldn't be on. Jesus warned us over in Matthew 12. "But I say unto you," listen to this, "every idle word that a man shall speak, they shall give an account thereof." And I've said this before, in the day of judgment. Every idle word. Every idle word that you talk, you're going to give an account of one of these days. But listen to verse 37. I think this is more important. "For by thy words thou shalt be justified." You get that? "And by thy words thou shalt be condemned." You see how important it is to keep this thing under control? I'm going to read it again. "For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for careless words, especially those words that hurt other people. Listen, if you're the type of person here this morning, you know what? And you don't care that how you hurt other people, and you say, well, I didn't do nothing with you, the way you talk about them, the way you speak to them, you're going to give an account to it one of these days. That's not Dave Long, that's God. That right there is in red letter. In Philippians 4:2, remember whenever there were two women having some serious disagreement? What did Paul say? Paul said, put up a stop sign. This is what he said. He said, because you belong to the Lord, he said, settle your disagreements. He said, settle them between you. And if we are Christians here this morning, if we have disagreements with other people, especially in the church, we should be able to settle them between us. Amen? We should be able to settle them between us. Listen, if you know, that's what I'm talking about. Put the stop sign up. God has put the stop sign up for us. He said, listen, you know what? That tongue of yours can get you in a lot of trouble. He said, put the stop sign up. Put it under control. Listen, Paul knew that disagreements between believers can cripple a church. It can cripple a family. It can cripple a lot of things. It can do that. We've seen it happen. Any church that has been through a split knows exactly what I'm talking about. Any church that has been through one knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm here to tell you this morning, listen to me. Whenever you've got to get this stuff under control. I've seen it destroy marriages. I've seen it destroy friendships. I've been a pastor for well over 25 years. I've been a pastor at different places. And I can tell you firsthand a few things, brothers and sisters. You know what? The tongue can cause a lot of trouble, and it can cause a lot of hurt feelings, and it can cause a lot of different things if we're not careful. We also need to stop sinful actions as well. The stop sign just doesn't go for the tongue. It goes to us as well. Listen, you know, in John 8, we read about the woman that was caught in the act of adultery. We read about that, and we know that whenever they were brought before Jesus, and he told them, right, he who was without sin cast the first stone. And Jesus was bent down doing writing something in the dirt. And when he looked up, he said they were all gone. But did he let the woman, what did he tell the woman that was caught in the very act? He told her this, go and sin no more. he didn't say, well, go about your business, go ahead and do. He said, go and sin no more. Listen, whenever you become a Christian, you need to get out of the sin business. Amen? We need to get out of it. The law called for people to be stoned. But you know, I know what Jesus did. Jesus' love and how he did it. But praise God this morning. Listen. He put a stop sign up on the sin and the things. When Jesus, listen, I want to tell you, a Christians who are saved by grace, born again from above, and profess the Holy Spirit of God in their lives, can never forget where God has brought us from. I know where God brought me from one day. And anybody in here that's been lost and you know, and you're found and you're born again right now, you know where God's brought you from. You know where it's from. You know what? I know exactly where he's brought me from. Grace doesn't relieve us of our responsibility to do right. It doesn't relieve us of that. Praise God for his grace. But we have a responsibility to do right. It increases our responsibility, as a matter of fact. And it starts, listen to me, and it starts wandering into sin, God will throw up a stop sign. His word tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there has no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Listen to me, you're a Christian here this morning, and you're heading down the way that you shouldn't. The Holy Spirit will convict you. God will throw up a stop sign, and guess whose fault is if you go right on through it? It's not God's. It's yours. But he will make a way. He will make a way. Now let's remember real quick what the purpose of a stop sign in our world is. What is it? To control the flow of traffic, to prevent us from accidents, injuries while going about our business in life. And listen to me very carefully, Christians. Listen, those people who have no stop signs in their lives end up wrecked and injured in their lives. Especially Christians, if we're not careful. If you think you can go through life living any way you want to If you think you can do that, doing whatever you want, you're heading for an accident. And I'm telling you, you are heading, and you will be injured deeply if you are not careful. God is throwing up the stop signs. He has said right here in His Word, I will offer a way of escape. And if you do not take it, that is your fault. If you end up injured, if you end up hurt, that's going to be your fault. The Bible says in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, of the Spirit shall reap everlasting. When driving down the highway of life, it's important for us to make sure that we mind the stop signs. God's laid them out there. His Word teaches us. We hear it every week. He has told us to mind the stop signs. Another one is one-way signs as well. Listen, whenever you see a one-way sign, what do you think of? What do you think of whenever you see a one-way sign? There's only one way you can drive on that road, right? Only one way to drive on that road. Listen, folks, there are people out there who are saying there's different ways to get to heaven. I'm here to tell you there's no other way except through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And whenever you see a roadway or a sign like that, listen to me. If you're saved here this morning, you didn't get saved one way. Listen to me. I wrote that down as a little note. If you're saved here this morning, Belinda, you didn't get saved different than I got saved. Do you understand? Patty didn't get saved different than me. My wife didn't get saved different than me. Anybody in here didn't get saved different than me. We had to go through the same way, and that was through Jesus Christ. And accept Him as our Savior. There's no other way. And don't let nobody tell you any different than that. That's why I wrote that down. Listen to me. We have one way, and that is Jesus Christ. Listen, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He didn't say I was one of the ways. He didn't say that. Whenever I read that in the Bible, He said He is the way. Let them say what they will. Let the world believe what they want to. It's our obligation to say, nope, there's only one way. And I believe we have the way to do that. And listen to me. There is one way to have abundant life, and that is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is it. You don't make it to heaven by doing good deeds. Amen? You don't make it to heaven by giving generously. Say amen. You can't make it to heaven by being sincerely devoted to some belief. Amen? You make it to heaven because you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. That is it. Only one way, and that is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The keep right sign. I like this. You know what? It is one thing to get right, but I'm here to tell you this morning, like I said earlier, we need to keep right. Amen? You know, we need to keep right. It's quite another thing to do that. I know it's hard sometimes to do that. I preached that earlier, but you know what? We need to keep right. The fact sometimes it is hard to keep right. Because why? Because as Christians, we are on the front line battle. God has put us out there. We are up the front line. We are right up there. We're not the ones in the back. We are up there. And Jesus knew that. He said, listen, you know what? You are the ones that are going to go out into a lost and dying world and bring people in. And bring people in. Let them know that I love them. And I'm going to tell you, when you're on the front line, I'm here to tell you, you're going to take some bumps and bruises and some different things. You know, I'm Ron. Did any of you ever watch a documentary on television about the salmon swimming upstream? Whenever they go, by the time they get to where they're at, they are cut up. They are all this manner of things. All things happen to them. Listen to me. If you're swimming against the stream out here in this world, you know that? That's what we are doing. And listen, we're going to take some cuts. We're going to take some bruises. We're going to take some things as Christian. But listen to me. I'm here to tell you this morning, it is worth all that. You know what? To make it home one of these days. We need to keep it right. We need to keep right. And you know what I like? We're under construction as well. You know that? You ever seen an under construction sign? There's a song out there the Hemp Hills used to sing. He's still working on me. Amen. You know what? Until the day that He decides to take me out of this world, He's going to be working on me. Amen. Trying to make me better. Trying to make me a better Christian. I'm not going to say preacher. I don't know if I'll ever get to be a better preacher. I want to be a better Christian. Amen. That's what I want to be. And I think that I'm still under construction. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Praise God. You know what? He cared about me and he loves me enough to, you know, put an under construction sign. Right? All of us that are Christians should have a big under construction sign right on the front. Yeah, we fail sometimes. We stumble. We do all manner of things. But you know what? That's when we need to pick ourselves back up by the old bootstraps and we need to keep right on going, don't we? Amen. We need to keep on doing that because we are still under construction. And I want one more sign for you this morning. I don't know where you're at here today, but you know what? Have you ever seen a U-turn sign? I don't know if you're lost here this morning and you think that you're heading down the worst path that you could ever get. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ can turn you right around. He can make you a fit subject for the kingdom of heaven. It's not nothing that you do. I want you to understand that here this morning. You can't get good enough to get saved. Do you know that? You can't get good enough to get saved. I don't know if that's good English or not, but that's fine. You cannot get good enough to get saved. What I'm here to tell you this morning, though, is this. Jesus Christ done all the work. He's done it all. Yeah, you know what? It may be free, but it wasn't cheap. Am I right? You know, God gave the very best. And you know what? He can turn you around, set your feet on a solid rock. Some of the best preachers I've ever heard have been those that were the worst people in the world. You know that? They were some of the worst because, you know what? Where much has been forgiven, much is required. Amen? Amen. God loves us today. I'm asking, you know what? God has set up markers. He's set up road signs for everybody in here. Now it's up to you. Are you going to listen to them? Are you going to pay attention to them? Or are you going to be like me when I drive home from work every day? I don't pay attention to hardly anything except maybe trying to do the speed limit. And that's it. And I miss so much. I mean, there may be a curve here. There wasn't. You know what I'm saying? You think, well, those mile markers, what's so big about them? Well, if you ever heard them talking about on the radios and stuff where they send the emergency squads to, well, the wreck happened at mile marker 33 or 150. That's what they're important. Everything's important. Everything's important. So come get a song this morning.